Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 28. 28. You got excited there. 28.
Oh, hey.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey, guys.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
Andrew Conway.
It's real apprehensive. Hello.
And Gadi Elcom.
It's because she's a vixen. Hello.
Gwen, you look tired. Somebody brought sweet tarts. And it's finally nice and
balanced. That's such a mean thing to say. Hey, you look tired over there.
You look so sleepy. I'm just going to put my thinking hood on.
You look like hell.
Just kidding. Is that the
look like shit?
Yes.
It's a female vixen.
It's a
fox.
It's like a retarded.
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
What is happening?
Already off topic.
Go. Already off topic. So
on
28
topic,
weeks.
On topic.
28 weeks and
28 weeks later. Ooh.
Some might say it's been a trimester.
It's been a trimester.
Yeah.
No, not all of us.
How long is a trimester?
We're all having a kid.
It's 28 weeks a trimester.
Is this our baby?
No, that's
yeah.
Our
I get it.
You're way off.
Yeah, no, it's like
it's been like
second,
two and a half
trimesters.
Yeah. This baby's coming.
How old is this baby?
You had a baby apparently.
What?
Congratulations, Brian.
Where are we?
Thank you. We are.
Who's the daddy?
We're, who's the daddy? I guess I am.
Yeah,
I have the most facial hair right now. I don't know.
You do look like Ron.
He's
Jeremy.
My brother.
I look like Ron Jeremy.
Spooky.
From the waist down.
Oh.
And, you know.
You know. We're recording today on Monday. We didn't record on Sunday because some of us were at South by Southwest in Austin. So we're recording Monday, and yesterday HBO aired their season finale to the amazing show True Detective. If you haven't followed it or caught it yet, I highly suggest you do. It's on HBO. It's with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. It's an amazing, really dark show. I feel like I need a shower, take a bath after I watch each episode.
I feel amazing about myself every single time I watch it.
I masturbated that
one.
Yeah. I was excited.
I masturbated while watching it.
Yeah, you have a very powerful message.
On the new dog.
Away with a lot of stuff.
On the new dog? Yeah, while I was
like,
watching
don't
the
kill
video.
Kids.
No, but
watch out for lawnmower men again.
My question is,
but
why did they make Carrie use his middle name for that, his credit on that?
Good question.
Is there, there's not,
he
there
might
can't,
be, he
there
might
can't be,
be
another Carrie Fukunaga.
He might be that he's trying to use that as
have you been to
like
Japan?
Joji?
He's trying to change it out.
Stop hating on
CJ.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long CJ name to figure out.
All right, well,
but, yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We usually do a top...
That's my one big question.
Yeah. We usually use a top three and do a top three. This week, since it was True Detective season finale, we've heard rumors that there's going to be another season and they're going to cast new detectives for the next season. Some say they might be two female detectives. So we're going to say our top choices who we want to see in these two new detective roles. So... I'll start off with Gadi. Gadi, who do you want to see be in True Detective Season 2 as the detectives?
Well, I definitely think it sounds like he wants to fully reboot, like, the whole, every element of it, not just women, but placement, the, like we were talking a little bit about, the style of murders, the murders themselves. I definitely think he'll get off the kid subject, and he'll get out, I think he'll get out of at least that southern realm. And if it's an occult, like he said about the transportation, he studied and taught at North Carolina. Like, I could see him doing an East Coast, building the railroads, going west, and doing a longer time difference between instead of what
like
it was.
Centuries, maybe?
Yeah. And you might have, I don't know, centuries, but
like
you might.
You immediately agree to that.
So,
yeah, that sounds
maybe two.
But it might be instead of just. Just two characters, it might be their ancestors as well.
Which would be neat to see him, because he does like, because if he's going to continue to have the playing with time, to actually jump
wider.
Centuries would be very interesting.
And it would also give him a chance to get more stars. If you can pull McConaughey and Woody into a show, you can pull pretty much anyone after this success.
Yeah.
I mean, I was part of that HBO Go that failed for 4 hours.
Well, they said that it had the highest rating.
So many people tried to
11 million people tried to log in.
Yeah,
under
they
all the same cheated password.
On the same one HBO.
Well, I think that's part of the greatness of the show is the fact that
4 million watching
it was only it was only 8 episodes, so it was easy for someone to come in and catch up really easily and binge watch.
The other big news: it's not going to be one director, so that gives you the traditional TV feel to it. So he'll definitely have more creative control. Not that Carrie took any of leverage. I think they just melded together.
I'm really not as happy about the fact that they're not going to have one single director doing it, because I loved that Carrie's. I love that Carrie's whole vision became like a character in the show.
Oh, yeah. You definitely like, felt his style in it.
And so it's going to be, unless it's going to be like a Vince Gilligan thing where he cultivates and calls these directors that understand his vision.
Or like a Terrence Winter. Like, I could see, I mean, he pulled directors every episode for Boardwalk. So it's like,
yeah, I think so it would be sense. Interesting to see where they can go with
but it. But anyways, actors. So I did, like you, Brian, I did two women's sets and two men's sets. The men more just, it would be cool to see them work together.
I did two.
Good for you. Oh, I guess. Well, high five.
We all thought good. Great minds think alike.
I have one guy.
That's right. So I'll start with my guys, and I'll go with honorable mention before I jump into my four, just because honorable mentions are always fun. I think it would be awesome to see Guy Pearce and Russell Crowe reunite as cops, as an honorable mention. I know they won't do it, but how awesome would it be 20 years after L.A. Confidential? And they're doing some type of, you know, cop. So it'd be cool to see them. But my two sets of males, I think he's going to trick it up. And instead of two people who are close in age and similar in so many elements, but they have their differences, I think we're going to have two age differences. We'll have an older cop, a younger cop, or whoever it is.
Like, how do you think that's going to work, though, with the time? Like, if he's going to do the time thing again.
Well, he may not do the time thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe someone worked with someone's parent.
Okay.
I think that's an element he can do. If he doesn't jump centuries, let's say he jumps decades. Imagine like a veteran cop with a younger cop. The veteran cop worked with the father or mother, and that person died. And there's a whole part of the story that he could do. So yeah. I went. Yeah.
Let's write this.
He also taught at Chicago, so I was kind of thinking Mean Streets of Chicago before I heard about all the transportation. And I wanted two gritty black cops in Chicago because it's, you know, just So I thought, how awesome would it be?
Why do they have to be black?
Such a description.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It has to be. They can't go two white guys again. They got to go two.
Are these guys that you're saying from The Wire?
No, I didn't go The Wire. I thought about doing Idris and Stringer Bell together, but.
Well, Idris and Stringer Bell, same person.
Yeah.
No, I mean the other guy. Who's.
He's playing both characters.
Who's his buddy that he betrays? The other God, what was their names? Stringer Bell and the other guy.
Barksdale.
Avon
Barksdale.
Avon's the actor. Those two would come back.
So the guy for the.
But no, that's not my choice. Choice is the great Morgan Freeman with Anthony Mackie. Morgan's played cops in three movies. Anthony Mackie's just hot. He's coming off Captain America, how cool would it be to see him jump into a TV show?
I guess Morgan Freeman, to see him play, like, I guess the kind of character that he did in Seven would be cool again. But Anthony Mackie's a great actor.
I'm thinking more
Affleck's
movie where he played the chief, The Town.
The Town?
Not The Town. The one that was, it was the other one that he did that was set in Boston that was...
Gone Baby Gone?
Morgan played the chief detective or whatever, the, you know, chief of police, but I want him to be a chief detective with the young buck, Anthony Mackie.
Interesting. I really thought you were going to go Kevin Hart, Ice Cube.
No, because I'm not that retarded.
Crossover of...
I love that, of course, Gotti would go with Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie's my favorite actor right now. Love that guy. So, the other choice for actors... just because I would love to see these two. They've worked together on numerous projects. The great Sam Rockwell and Christopher Walken. As your old man, young man.
That would be awesome.
How awesome would they
be? I'll have a reunion of Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah.
So that would be
like,
really cool.
And they also did the Irish play in New York with Anthony Mackie. It came to Dallas, too, as a second thought.
I like Walken. Walken's pretty cool.
Walken with Rockwell is just hilarity ensues and darkness. Imagine Walken dancing through a murder set.
See,
How awesome would that be?
I was thinking Sam Rockwell too, but I couldn't come up with somebody to pair him with.
Walken would be his best bud. That would be great.
So females.
My females, I like, since I, with the whole Guy Pearce, Russell Crowe, Australians and, you know, playing Americans, I kind of like all these British people, they're good.
Of course.
So I haven't seen her. I know she's had a baby too, but I was really impressed with Rogue, Thandie Newton. The series itself wasn't that They didn't hold through. But her character is ballsy and badass and corrupt.
Huh.
And the whole line that Nick Pizzolatto said was hard women. I could see Thandie Newton whooping the hell out of someone. And I like, you know.
I don't know either.
You guys not seen Rogue, though?
She was badass.
She was amazing in that show.
Karate, and she whooped the hell out of people. But I teamed her up with someone that this is just because of Red, Helen Mirren, would be a badass, just kick-ass old-school cop. The other duo, I went, since the show had color elements, gold and yellow were a big part of the show, or yellow and green is the other theory. I said gold and yellow.
I'll hear
green and yellow.
It's sounding kind of racist, but. Let's see.
I didn't choose the colors. I just think it would be cool to see two fiery redheads, and keeping kind of the age difference. I still think Gina Davis needs a project to do something kick-ass in. She's so awesome. And I would love to see her with, like, Jessica Chastain. And how awesome would those two tall redheads be at just whooping ass and dealing with, like, a crazed occult going across the cities? And there might be booby action. Jessica, I'm just saying. It'd be nice. Today's flu.
What is HBO? And if you saw that one hilarious thing where boobs...
I mean, we did see the best boobs ever, courtesy of True Detective. I don't think they're going to go away from that.
No. They're going to show just enough boob, though.
Boob.
Just enough boob and some weird sibling sex.
I just don't want to... They might go penis route. We haven't, you know... But McConaughey almost had his gown fall off, like, all right, whatever.
Besides Christopher Walken, I'd have to see people audition for you. I'm not sold on anybody but Christopher Walken.
Sam Rockwell?
Not Sam Rockwell for this.
Oh.
Not for me. I like Sam Rockwell too.
Walken needs to be on this show.
I like that.
Dancing for your set.
I'll go Adam. You go.
Yes. I'll go. You go Adam.
I'll go. You go Adam.
I'll go. You go. You go. I go.
Well, I just want to mention, speaking of redheads, I had four redheads pairing up together. One of them was Chastain. Then Rose Leslie from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I thought it'd be good, and then
she's badass.
Then throw in, you know, Muriel Enos from the call. What was it? The show that won't die. The
Killing.
The Killing.
Right? Which Nick wrote two episodes for.
Yeah.
Did you know that? How about them freaking apples?
I knew that.
I know you
did not know that.
I knew you knew that. Now.
You go.
Yeah, I go. Jessica Chastain would be really good. Like, Rose Leslie would be really good. And I was like.
So are they all four as, like, one group that cried?
It's a squad.
It's mob squad? What the hell? You got redhead mob squad?
You just trained them out every month.
I think you just made this up because I brought up redheads.
I did. Because I can't remember the fourth one now. I had a fourth one. I can't remember.
Ian from Shameless. It's a boy.
You had another girl? Gay. Redhead?
Yeah.
Renee Olsted.
No.
What a random.
I know.
That was really, really random.
Conway humor, not that funny. Huh.
Go on.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, and then also I thought for men, I think Mark Ruffalo would be good pairing up with possibly Tom Hardy.
I definitely picked Mark Ruffalo for one of mine.
Oh, Tom Hardy would be great too.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good duo because they haven't really worked together before, and they're both really great.
I like when Ruffalo plays kind of darker, seedier characters. Mm-hmm. He's good. He'd be like a seedy cop. Uh-huh.
And then another pairing I would love to see, I guess it would be kind of younger, would be James Badge Dale, who was in Rubicon and then has been doing some villain work.
I like him a lot.
That's a show that never should have got canceled.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Badge Dale. He's been
and
everything.
Then pairing him with Corey Stoll, who was on the first season of House of Cards and was great as Ernest Hemingway in Midnight in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I think he's such a great actor. I think they would.
He's a bigger guy too. They could whoop some ass.
Sweet.
Yes. And then finally, also, I did a younger pairing of women. I did Ruth Negga, who is she's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now as the woman in the flower dress. She was on Skins, and she's also like was a scientist in World War Z.
Hmm.
She's like African American.
Oh,
Then I also really liked Sarah Jones, who was in the little scene Alcatraz by J.J. Abrams. She was the star of that.
Blonde girl.
Yeah, I think that would be a good younger
friend. Also has naturally curly hair.
Nice. There you go.
She should dye it red. Join the Mod Squad.
Nice.
But yeah, those are my choices, I think. And then I'd send Clayton playing
both.
That's the one that makes it.
That's what you want.
That'll bring all the kids in. The little girls. Clayton. Like, I want to watch this show. And then he's also the murderer.
Yeah.
Give him a kill myself.
It's all just one giant Russ Cole.
You give him a mustache and a scar on his face. Yeah.
And he's just, it's all in Russ's brain from the previous show.
I'll buy that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll go this third one. I'll make the third one.
Okay. Okay.
I had four people. They're interchangeable, really.
Samuel Jackson, one of them?
Let's
hear Russ.
But you did. Mark Ruffalo. I do agree with you. I had him as well. I also had Javier Bardem, Mads Mikkelsen, and Ed Norton to be one of
them. I like Ed Norton a lot.
But I could also see Mads.
Yeah.
See Ed Norton.
I thought of Luna and Bernal, but I think they got too much.
Yeah, they don't want
to. But I'd like to see Javier Bardem because I think he could beat some ass and be truly dark. And Mads, I could see be a villain in the second season, but also be like,
how do you. He's already playing a villain.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if he jumped.
He's just
going to
play
villain.
Hannibal forever and ever and ever.
And my four women I picked. That's fine. My four women I picked were Uma Thurman, Julianne Moore, Glenn Close, and Catherine Keener.
Really? Reason, old women, what's the idea?
And reason Catherine Keener, because she can play so mean sometimes.
Yeah, mean, I don't see her. But I don't trust her for anything.
Why?
She can't handle that because she's, I don't know.
But that's good for this role. Like, you don't want to trust these cops.
But I mean, trust that she as an actress could handle that sort of.
Glenn Close could. She'd be badass.
And I think Julianne Moore would be awesome in this role.
Another
too.
Redhead.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman, I like.
I'm learning a lot about her.
Brian really likes Julianne Moore.
I really like Julianne Moore. I think she's
very versatile. She's very
She's very versatile. You're crazy. Now I'm thinking of Damian Lewis, guys. Just have him in it, too.
Or what's the guy on.
Only Red. Louis can be in it, too.
Louis!
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
American Awesome.
I can't remember. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Kevin McDonald.
Yeah. Get him in. All the rest.
That story.
Kevin
the
Kid.
Yeah, okay, that one.
Something like that. Whatever.
He's handsome.
All right, Gwen.
All right. Gwen. So, my first one's keeping it in the HBO family.
Is Huddleston in this?
No, Huddleston is not in here.
Tom Huddleston plays
the role. Finish the name, not Benedict Cum.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch. No, I don't think Tom Huddleston can handle it. He's too...
whimsical.
Yeah, he doesn't do evil very well yet.
Who?
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
He's too
only whimsy.
He's too witty.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just too constantly thinks he's.
He should be in a musical.
He
likes
to. But so I'm keeping in the HBO family and I'm doing Richard Madden from Game of Thrones. And Michael K. Williams from The
Did y'all watch that Klondike show, by the way?
Yeah,
it was interesting seeing Michael K. Williams as a cop in the remake of RoboCop.
Yeah, well, I think he's just going to stay as a cop. But I think that he's gritty and dirty enough, and we've seen him do it before.
Can he have a shotgun and whistle, too?
It would be awesome if they used his scar, as a flashback thing of some sorts.
It.
That would
explain
be cool.
And then so also badass. To keep...
I thought you would have gone with Jamie from Game of Thrones.
No...
Lannister always pays.
He's still working. He doesn't need the time.
This is his season. I'm calling it right now. He's going to cause havoc.
Yeah. It is. Well, it is. Yeah.
Forget the wedding. I'm talking. He's gonna cause
and then it. Also, I was so to do a female one. I have Sarah Paulson and Brie Larson.
I love Sarah Paulson.
I thought of Brie Larson too.
Brie
Larson
is
so young.
Well, that's okay. She could be the rookie and the older one.
They should be that way.
She acts older, though. Like, she's very good
at that.
That'd
be an interesting setup as far as, somebody who's on their way out and then a rookie, and they get thrown into that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
And that's her first case, his last case.
That's kind of like Seven, Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
He's on his way out.
Or X, but that was about prostitutes.
Yeah.
And then I also did Aidan Turner, who was on Being Human and also in the Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
And Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler. I'd like to see Liv Tyler.
Because Liv Tyler constantly looks like she's going to cry a lot. And I saw her in the new HBO show called The Leftovers. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing in that. And I'd like to see... I think
hopefully that would be picked up, though.
It'll get
Is that based on a book?
Yeah, it's based on a book.
like a
by another guy that sounds like Pizzotti.
Is it Jonathan Franzen?
Yeah.
No, it's somebody like Pizzotti.
He does have one too, though, Franzen.
The Corruption?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's never going to let that go to become a movie because he doesn't like that stuff.
He's too articulate.
He's too artistic. But yeah, so those are my
But doesn't it kind of feel like he's like trying to
I like Joe
he's smarter than everybody?
Yeah. A couple good choices.
But that's nice, though, is that he... I like that about his... I like that about Nick, that he constantly challenges me. He doesn't want to talk... He's talking up with his audience. He wants them to be challenged.
I like that he said that he's not going to do a twist because he thinks it's a cop-out. I think he didn't call anyone out, but I think he definitely made a point that I'm not going to do the same old crap everyone else has been doing.
I always felt like that show, even from the beginning, was about the characters, not about the case. And it was about how that case brought those characters together. And it just took them 17 years to come together. And just seeing the difference between Rust and Marty in the first couple episodes and seeing them in episode 7 and 8 and how open and honest they were with each other. That was the story for
me. Well, it also showed how similar...
All the other shit, I was like, yeah, whatever.
It also showed how similar they were, too, because the moment where they're talking about what they've been up to and, like, how their lives are, and it's just kind of sad. Uh-huh. Where it's like, I go home, I eat, and get up, go to work. And it's pretty depressing how their lives have ended up there because they grew apart. And so
they used each other. They were each other's
They needed each other, yeah.
Well, like how Russ finally asked him about his family, like, the first time asking him something that...
Yeah,
he didn't really.
You're starting to open up finally. It only took 17 years. It
takes a while, guys.
It's a long wait.
It takes a while for men to open up. I know.
And Woody only would have trusted him back in 05.
It was a 17-year affair.
Did you pull your punches? Just tell me.
Well, Andrew, what about you?
You guys, I've said a few of my my picks, but if I went with men, I'm thinking more of some guys from Boardwalk Empire were my picks. Jack Houston and Vincent Piazza. Harrow and Lucky Luciano as the cops. And then we might throw in Michael Shannon as an older cop as well.
How about Michael Pitt coming back? Boy, that kid's ballsy.
He would actually
Luciano.
I feel like those two guys. And then sort of put it like in the '40s or fifties is when it's the case starts.
The guy playing Al Pacino.
Because you don't know when the time frame is. And I feel like it'd be cool. And then Michael Shannon could. They were trying to decide whether or not he's a dirty cop or if he's actually one of the good guys. And
it would be cool to see more of.
So you have these two guys, and you know, you could do the whole go with them. And so I went with sort of younger in my thought process, and we could age them like they did with Woody and Matt. So that was if I went with an all male cast. For women, I took two approaches. One, just two girls I would love to see as cops or whatever you want to in a movie, just because they're beautiful. One was Addison Timlin from Californication. Great. She was great. I think she can do some good things.
Detective?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, and then her badass partner, I'd go with someone that a lot of people don't know, Katrina Law. She was in the last season of Spartacus, and she was a badass. She just killed a bunch of people. So that's for my pretty girl scenario.
You're hoping for a lot of nudity in this.
That's for the.
You're going for
that's the, for the just like, a you do it the whole time.
This is like the Stars version of True Detective, not the game, not the HBO version.
That's the Stars version.
This is the Blue Film
version. That's the Stars version. And now let me go with the
when
one
when they get really sad about this case and they start making out for Andrew.
The one that I have a little more thought into it would be. The three girls that I'm thinking of, Elizabeth Olsen, I think in the mix somewhere,
spooky,
and then sister pair Rooney and Kate, just throw the Rooney Kate Mara. Mm-hmm. I want them. They're both great actresses.
Some dark ass show. All
great, you know Rooney.
Rooney
was great,
people.
Exactly. Well, you know, so that you even have them play sisters on the show, and one of them's maybe the killer. You know?
It's a hell of a demise.
It would be interesting to see if they did keep it in the same world in some way or another, and
some
have
sort of,
like the ripple effects of whatever this case was, or people that interacted, and then
actually
other people coming in and having other cases.
But, it's, Rooney is a great actress. Kate's doing great on House of Cards right now. And
well. Not anymore.
I just started watching.
Everyone's been watching.
Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah, way to go. Spoiler alert.
Don't watch season two. Thanks.
Well, there's much worse spoilers than that.
But,
first episode.
I feel that, go young and you can age them like they did with Michelle Monaghan, which she looked pretty bad there at the end.
She did. I thought
she did not age well. But, I think great, gritty, really dark, keep the sort of same thing that True Detective.
I think she aged well. I think, but it was something I felt like her eye.
Yeah, they did something like CGIing with her eyes.
Her left eye looked like she got like in an accident or something like that.
She gave her the turkey neck a lot.
I didn't notice that.
Smiling vagina neck.
What if we gave Michelle Monaghan another chance at actually having a character?
None of the women had character.
No, that's fine.
We're just going to give her a second chance. No.
Another pairing I
thought of. Characters.
I enjoyed her character.
I think I would like to see Cillian Murphy
if
and
anything,
Patrick Wilson.
If anything, bring Alexander.
I'd like to see the...
Bring Alexander Daddario back.
Wants to see. No, I want to see the men hate women version of this show and have Anna Gunn and Michelle Moynihan.
Anna Gunn, hell yeah.
So, another cop in the space with Rooney and Kate, I was thinking throwing Joel Kinnaman from The Killing. Why not have him in that?
RoboCop
himself. He can even play RoboCop. It's fine.
Interesting. Well, those are our picks for the second season of True Detective.
Christopher Walken, bitches!
I like Christopher Walken.
Please let us know
why.
Am I a true detective?
Please let us know if we missed anything.
Oh my god.
And we'll be posting pictures of these people, hopefully, on our Facebook.
Naked.
And that is True Detective?
Yeah, we should only cast actors that are willing to do full frontal nudity.
Listen, we